The U.S. has drawn some of Iran's best scientists. American universities and this country's reputation, still, as a place for free thinkers, are both strong pulls, especially for academics who want refuge from oppressive governments. The World's Carolyn Beeler has a story of an Iranian-American scientist who zigzagged the world in pursuit of science.
When you walk into Nima Arkani Hamed's office, there's a big chalkboard with a bunch of physics equations on the left. On the right, there's a sturdy old wooden desk. And on a little table in the corner, the TV show Twin Peaks is paused on a computer monitor.
So it's that one show that you watch?
Yeah, it's the one show, yeah.
He guesses he's run through the series at least 80 times.
I find watching it inspiring because they're trying to figure out some crazy stuff and we're trying to figure out some crazy stuff. So it's actually really nice to have it playing in the background.
In the 90s cult classic, a town is trying to solve a murder. As a theoretical physicist, Arkani Hamed is trying to answer big questions about our universe.
What is space and time really? Why is the universe really big? On top of that, we don't understand why there are big things in it.
Arkani Hamed pushes his long, dark hair back from his face and drinks two espressos while we talk. He doesn't sleep much. He's driven by how close he feels physicists are to answering these questions.
We really are now at a point where the next questions really are these almost existential ones about what space and time really are and about the origin of the universe.
At 45, Arkani Hamed has already spent time at Berkeley, Stanford, and Harvard. Now he's at the Institute for Advanced Study in Princeton. It's where Einstein worked when he came to the U.S. And like Einstein, Arkani Hamed's journey here has been a bit windy.
Hello.
It starts with his parents. Hi, is this Hamida?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Carolyn over in Boston.
Oh, good morning, Caroline.
This is Hamida Alasti, Nima's mom.
I'm Jafar, Nima's father.
Hamida and Jafar are both also physicists. They're from Iran and came to the U.S. for science, MIT and NASA specifically. Nima was born in Texas while his dad worked on the Apollo mission. But shortly after the Iranian Revolution in 1979, they moved back to their home country. Nima was 7.
We were hoping that by going there, we will be able to make our universities more democratic.
After about a year, though, Ayatollah Khomeini moved to close those universities.
So many of the professors, we wrote a very open letter to the nation that by doing that, you are destroying science in Iran. And because of that, they came after us in a way.
This time, the family had to flee for science. They made for the Turkish border.
It was a pretty complicated adventure with many villains and a few fantastic heroes. Instead of having cars, we were given horses.
They rode horseback over rugged mountains at night. During the day, they had to hide in caves. Nima and his little sister got really sick.
It was horrifying. I thought I'm going to lose the kids one by one.
One night, Nima was too weak from fever and dehydration to sit on his own horse. So his mom, Hamida, pulled him onto hers.
Suddenly, I saw it was a bright sky. And then I showed him the Milky Way. Oh, his eyes opened up and he started talking about the Milky Way to me. And then asking physics questions. So I brought them back to, in a way, life.
After more than a week, the family finally reached Turkey safely. They immigrated to Toronto, where Nima kept asking physics questions. He was really good at math and science in high school and college, but he always knew he wanted to complete his family's circle and make it back to the U.S.
It was obvious that the place in the world where you could go and freely think as big as you wanted and all that mattered was the quality of your ideas and your ambition, it was just completely obvious that it was America more than anywhere else.
But now he says he's no longer so certain that the U.S. is the global center of science. President Trump backing the U.S. out of the Paris Agreement and proposing cuts to science funding are a part of it. But he thinks the larger issue predates this administration. He thinks we've stopped dreaming big.
We have been ambivalent in committing to taking the next big, obvious steps in pushing forward our understanding of the fundamental laws of nature experimentally. And that's something that we led in for half a century. But the leadership is getting gradually seated.
Arkani Hamed points to particle physics. The U.S. abandoned work on a game-changing supercollider in the early 90s, partly due to funding. Europe then became the epicenter of that field. Now, Arkani Hamed is pushing to build a next-generation particle collider to untangle the newest paradoxes in physics. But that project, it's not in the U.S. Arkani Hamed doesn't think there's the money or the will here to get it built. It's in China. For the world, I'm Carolyn Beeler.